Girls on the Run in Central Illinois, celebrating its 10th year. It's a nonprofit program that teaches young girls to run, but much more as well. And here to talk more about the organization is Jennifer Sublett, the executive director locally. Jennifer, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, you have a big event this weekend, and we can talk more about that in just a moment. But first, I thought it'd be a good idea to explain a little bit about what Girls on the Run is all about.
So Girls on the Run is an after-school program for girls in 3rd through 8th grades. And, yes, they are running during their lessons. They have a 10-week season. But before they're doing their running at their lessons each time, they're having discussions with their volunteer coaches. And so they're learning all about themselves. They're learning about self-confidence and self-esteem. They're learning about working as part of a team. And then they're also learning about the community. One of the unique things is that every team of girls completes their own community service project, which is something I think is really unique to our program. And it really shows, you know, we serve girls from all income levels, all different types of households, and it really shows every girl that they have something to give back to their community.
Now, do girls get interested in this primarily for the running, you think, and then they learn while they're there, or is it the other way around? How do you think that works out?
It definitely varies. Sometimes the mom wants them to sign up so that they can be more active after school, and then they find out, hey, this running thing isn't so bad, and they're learning. But mostly the girls have a lot of fun. You know, we have fun infused into everything that we do, and so they hear about it from their classmates that maybe did it the last time, and they just know that they have a lot of fun. You know, we really use a lot of running games, you know, to get them to reinforce the topic of the day. So if that's, you know, something maybe on gossiping or bullying, they'll do some running exercises and games, and they'll come back and kind of rediscuss it. Also, the running is really about setting goals. So the girls sign up for our program. They know at the end of the 10 weeks they're going to do a 5K community event, and they work towards that goal a little bit every lesson, and they really see once they cross that finish line that really anything's possible.
And that's, what, over 3 miles, right?
So, mm-hmm. 3.1 miles.
And that's more than a lot of cross-country teams run at that age. So, I mean, that's a pretty good goal to hit.
Yeah, and the girls can run, they can walk it, hop, skip, jump, whatever it takes to cross that finish line and get their medal.
Well, a lot of groups try to teach some of the things you're talking about, or a lot of programs have. Why has this been such a success, do you feel?
I feel like our growth has just really taken off because of, you know, the success of the programs. The girls are having a good time. They're learning about themselves. The schools like to partner with us because these are all lessons that these girls need at that age and their development. A lot of our volunteer coaches are teachers. That gives them a way to bond with the girls in a different way than they can in the classrooms. And so we've even heard that, you know, girls that have participated in our program, especially at the junior high level, then have, you know, less distractions in middle school, you know, less trips to the principal's office, that kind of thing. But yeah, the girls really enjoy the program, and I think that it's all based on our curriculum that's been laid out for us from Girls on the Run International. It's tested. This is by education experts. And so I think it really resonates with the girls.
And can you talk a little more about that curriculum, just exactly what the girls are being taught?
Right. So they have 20 different lessons throughout the season. And the first third really focuses on themselves as an individual. So they're learning more about, you know, not having negative self-talk, and also just trying to lift themselves up and see how unique and great they are. This is a hard time for girls, that age group, where it's a concept that we call the girl box, and they start to be influenced by all these outside influences. What do other people want them to look like? What does the media tell them they should act like, and things like that? So it's really teaching them to, you know, be their own individual, break out of that girl box, be confident in whoever they are. And after they've really got a good grasp on who they are, then it really shows them what it's like to be a part of a team. And then that last third kind of section of the curriculum is all about community and giving back, being a part of a community, being a part of this big community 5K that we have.
We're talking with Jennifer Sublett. She's Executive Director of Girls on the Run of Central Illinois, celebrating its 10th anniversary. And you have a big event this weekend coming up. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so this Saturday night, we're going to be celebrating 10 years of Girls on the Run here in Central Illinois. We got started here in 2004 with one team of girls, 13 girls at the Boys and Girls Club. And this past season, we served over 450 girls. The spring season that's coming up, we think that we would be registering our 4,000th girl to go through the program. So our 10 years, we've got a lot to celebrate. We've served a lot of girls, but we've also had a lot of volunteer coaches. Over 480 women and some men have participated in the program, and they really get as much out of it as the girls do. So, yeah, Saturday night we're going to be at the Illinois Executive Mansion in Springfield celebrating our 10 years. One of the unique things about this event is that we actually have the national founder of Girls on the Run coming from Charlotte. Her name is Molly Barker, and she is just a wonderful woman, very, very inspirational, very committed and passionate about this. So we're really pleased that she's going to be our special guest.
Now, 10 years here in Central Illinois. How long has this program been going across the country?
It started in 1996 with Molly Barker in Charlotte, North Carolina. Very similar story to here. She had 13 brave girls for her first season and just kept growing and growing.
Now, the proceeds from this event on Saturday, they go toward the program here locally, right?
Correct.
Okay. And explain what some of your costs are with this.
Right. So, to put on the program, we provide all the materials and the supplies for the volunteers, which I think is one of the things that keeps our volunteers coming back for us. All the girls in the program receive their program shirt and a medal at the 5K. We also have, you know, the other costs such as insurance, you know, our membership fee with Girls on the Run International and other things like that. But the unique thing about the funds we're going to raise on Saturday night, or these are all going to support scholarships. So we do have a program fee to participate in the program, but we do not want to turn any family away for an inability to pay. So we provide scholarships for that program fee on a sliding scale based on what the family can afford. So all of these funds are going to make sure that girls here in Central Illinois that want to participate in this program can.
Now, you mentioned volunteers as well. So those volunteers, do they range in age and people that just want to get involved in this and help in this idea?
Absolutely. We've got everything from college kids to older people who just want to be involved. It feels great to be around those girls with all their excitement and energy. And really, the lessons that they're being taught are just getting reinforced back into our adult volunteers. We all need a little dose of some of the lessons sometimes. So, yeah, this spring we're going to have probably about 250 volunteer coaches and practice partners working with our teams.
Now, if somebody wants to get involved in the program or if they want some more details about that event on Saturday night, how do they go about that?
They can register for the event on our website, and there's full details there. That's our initials, G-O-T-R, centralillinois.org. You can call our office. We're at 726-9808.
All right. Jennifer, thanks for coming in with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Jennifer Sublett is Executive Director of Girls on the Run of Central Illinois, celebrating its 10th anniversary. You can find a link to that program. It's at our website, wuis.org.